Today we want to think on the subject of crown him Lord of all, and our text is Colossians 1:15-17. Now we should crown him Lord of all because Christ is the Creator. I want to read verses 15 to 17 in Colossians 1. Who is the image, referring to Christ, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Now we should crown him Lord of all because, as I said, Christ is the Creator. The false teachers that had infiltrated the Colossian church were very confused about creation. They taught that matter was evil, including the human body. And then they taught that Christ did not have a real body, since this would have put him in contact with evil matter. The results of this false teaching produced two results, and I'll explain this a little later, but it was asceticism or unrestrained sin. After all, if your body is sinful, you either try to enslave it or you enjoy it. In this section, Paul explained the fourfold relationship of Jesus Christ to creation. First of all, he existed before creation. Notice again verse 15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? Now the term firstborn does not refer to time, but to place or status. Jesus Christ was not the first being created, since he himself was not created. He is the creator of all things. Firstborn simply means of first importance or first rank. Now David was certainly not born first of all of Jesse's sons, yet he was named the firstborn. We look back to Psalms chapter 89 and verse 20. I have found David, my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him. And then verse 27. Also, I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. Firstborn, back to speaking about creation, firstborn of all creation simply means that Christ existed prior to and above all of creation. Jesus Christ is not a created being. He is eternal God, and he created all things. Paul used the word image to make this fact clear. It means an exact representation and revelation. The writer of Hebrews affirms this, and we read in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Because of this, Jesus was able to make astounding statements. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 9, it says, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. In his essence, God is invisible, But Jesus Christ has revealed him to us. And in John chapter 1, verse 18, we read, "No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." And so Jesus makes it very clear. You remember now that Jesus is the Son of God, but the reason he was flesh, God sent him to the world, and he became a man that he might die on the cross for our sin. And so that's why he was here in the flesh. But he is God the Son, and he declared unto us the Father. Now, nature reveals the existence, power, and wisdom of God. But nature cannot reveal the very essence of God to us. It is only in Jesus Christ that the invincible God is revealed perfectly. Since no creature can perfectly reveal God, Jesus Christ must be God, God in the flesh. Now, secondly, we should crown him Lord of all because he created all things. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, it says, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him." Since Christ created all things, he himself is uncreated. The word "for," the verse starts with "for by him." The word "for" that introduces this verse could be translated "because." Jesus is the firstborn of all because he created all things. It is no wonder that the winds and that the waves obeyed him. Diseases and death fled from him, for he is the master over all. In John chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Now notice it says all things. And so Christ was not a created being, for he created everything. This includes all things in heaven and earth, visible and invisible. All things were created by him and are under his command. Now, thirdly, all things exist for him. Let me read verse 16 again. "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers." All things were created by him, and notice, and for him. Everything exists in him and for him and through him. Jesus Christ is the sphere in which everything exists. He's the agent through which they came into being and the one for whom they were made. Now, Paul's use of three different prepositions was one way of refuting the philosophy of the false teachers. For centuries, the Greek philosophers had taught that everything needed a primary cause, an instrumental cause, and a final cause. By the primary cause, that means the plan. They needed a plan. And the instrumental cause means that they needed power. And the final cause means that they needed a purpose. They needed to be created for a purpose. Now, when it comes to creation, Jesus Christ is the primary cause. He planned what he was going to create. And he is the instrumental cause. His power was able to do it. He produced it by his almighty power. And he is the final cause. He did it for his own pleasure. He did it for a purpose. If everything in creation exists for him, then nothing can be evil of itself. And of course, we remember that we remember Satan and the fallen angels. But remember that they were not created evil. They were angels. Satan or Lucifer was the highest of all the angels that Christ created. And all the demons were angels, but they rebelled against God. And so because they rebelled, they fell. They were cast out of heaven. And yet God is even able to use them to accomplish his will. Also, God's creation, even though it is under the bondage and curse of sin, can still be used for God's glory and enjoyed by God's people. Now, when sin entered, then death and disease and sickness and all the things that cause problems in creation and in the world came into being because of sin. But God can still use these for his glory. And creation, even though it's been affected as by sin, can still be enjoyed by God's people, the child of God. And then fourthly, we should crown him Lord of all because he holds all things together. Notice verse 17, and he, Christ, is before all things, and by him all things consist. And the word consist means held together. By him, all things were created and are held together. A guide once took a group of people through an atomic laboratory and explained how matter was composed of rapidly moving electric particles. The tourists studied models of molecules and were amazed to learn that matter is made up primarily of space. During the question period, one visitor asked, "If this is the way matter works, then what holds it together?" And the guide had no answer. But the Christian has an answer. Jesus Christ holds it all together. He is before all things, and he created all things, and he is able by his power to hold all things together. Again, this shows that Jesus Christ is God. Only God existed before all of creation, and only God can make creation cohere or hold together. To make Jesus Christ less than God is to dethrone him, is to pull him down from the prominent place he deserves. A Christian once said, "It used to bother me to sing the familiar old gospel song, 'This is my Father's world.' I thought Satan and sin were in control of this world. but I have since changed my mind, and now I sing the song with joy and victory. Jesus Christ made all things. He controls all things, and by Him all things hold together. And indeed, this is my Father's world. And we need to remember, as we live in this world, that Jesus Christ is the great Creator, and He made this world for His glory, and we need to thank Him and praise Him for the privilege of living here, and for the privilege of being able to enjoy this wonderful world. In the fall, during this fall time, we have enjoyed driving around a little bit and enjoying all the colored trees. They are simply beautiful, but Christ created them and He made them this way. And so as we enjoy things in creation and in this world, we need to thank Him for making them as He did, and we need to thank Him for the privilege of being able to live here and to enjoy this creation. And we need to live in such a way that we please Him and we glorify Him. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank You for this time that we've had to be able to look into Your Word. And I pray, Father, that we might never forget, that we might never take all of this for granted, but that we might always remember that Christ created all of this. He created man. And He made us, and He created all of this for us to enjoy. And I pray, Father, that we might always live for Him and give Him the glory for the privilege of being able to live here. And I pray that we might please Him in everything we do. And we ask this in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.